This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Voters overwhelmingly approved the biggest Dallas bond package in history. The $1.6 billion measure passed with nearly 60% of the vote. At Trinity Groves in West Dallas, it was time for bond backers to celebrate at the election night party. Griner Middle School's mariachi band was one of the night's performers, where some school board members, business leaders, and Superintendent Michael Hinojosa showed up. The victory margin was bigger than the 2008 bond package he also helped pass.
I thought it was going to be a closer vote, but I think that people really want us to be successful, and I'm pleasantly surprised that we're at this point.
Wilton Munnings, president of the Dallas Black Chamber, was here and glad voters agreed to support the district.
It's like taking care of a house. You know, if you don't maintain it, there are things that will happen to your building. You know, so it will cost you more in the end. And it's a responsible thing to pass this bond and then take care of the issues that are out there. They're not going to go away.
Neither will the opposition, says Bill Betson, one of several leaders who called this bond plan a bad idea. He said it wasn't fair to certain parts of the district and the plan's priorities missed their mark.
We were 2 weeks late in starting our campaign. Two of the people I spoke with were angry at me and said, "Why didn't you tell me this 2 weeks ago?" Because they had mailed in ballots in response to that huge mail-out the opposition did.
Board President Eric Cowan said despite the bond victory, he takes Betson and other opponents seriously.
You know, when people say we don't trust you, we certainly want to take that opinion in context and look toward the future to rebuild those relationships.
Betson said he's waiting. The bond will pay for 9 brand new schools, technology upgrades, expanded cafeterias, and hundreds of new classrooms. Some bond-funded work could begin this spring. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.